don't smoke, but he... I don't,
but he do.
And you'd say, well, I think that's right, but I'm not...
Not sure.
And something that you do every day, if I ask you, do you do that often? You'd say, yes,
I do.
And if you wanted to ask me whether he does that sort of thing, you'd ask me.
Well, do he do that every day?
Okay. What? And if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up then.
I waited on somebody to come along, and they didn't come along, and I see the time was drawing near, and I was getting hungry. I'd pick it up and hit the road and come on home.
Okay.
If I could tote it, I hope it would be so much I couldn't tote it.
And if you were expecting someone to meet you there, though, you say you waited?
Yes. If I had made arrangements for somebody to come to a place to get me, then I'd be waiting. Or if not, I'd be looking for someone to take me home.
Huh?
If I had made arrangements with someone to pick me up at a time, and I'd be waiting to see if they's coming, and if they didn't come, then I'd be hunting someone to carry me.
And someone is always smiling and always sees a funny side in things, always catches on to a joke. You say he's got a good sense of...
Good sense of humor. He's a nice person.
You'd say, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get...
I'll get somebody to come down and treat this, dope them up and get rid of.
And if a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, she'd say, I bet you somebody...
Well, some of the schoolmates would have to be moved it if he left it there and he couldn't find it. Maybe the teacher moved it.
Or if he thought they were keeping it, you'd say, I bet somebody...
Some of my friends got it and he'd keep it, he'd give it to them.
And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell somebody, go inside and...
Look in the drawer and get my hammer and reach it out of here.
And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so...
It'll burn you.
So don't...
Don't get too close to it.
Don't you...
Don't put your hand on it.
Okay, don't what it.
It'll burn you.
You tell them not to?
Mm-hmm. Don't put your hand on the stove, it's hot. It'll burn you.
And if you have something, like a little vase or something that you didn't want someone to break, you tell them, there were small children walking around, you tell them that don't
bother that.
Don't what that? Don't
bother, because it's easy to break.
And
I don't want you to break it.
A game that children play for one child will be it and the others will hide.
Count for my kids.
What games did y'all used to play?
I was kind of a kid. I stayed by myself. I built, made slides and log wagons and something. I should be a carpenter, a blacksmith, or a mechanic or somebody. I didn't ever do no counting and jumping and hauling like most kids.
What games do these kids play where one of them will be it and all the others will go and hide somewhere?
Well, that's called, they call it counting.
Uh-huh.
One of them will count and he'd go find it. Other words, then when he get through, he tell them they hide, and when he get through, he'll tell them